I had an unfed half wave that I got from NADMYO. You may have remembered Russ. I don't know. He now lives in Lakeland, Florida. He's got a four-land call. He got his initials, N4RTD. And his wife also got her initials. And she challenged me. She goes, I'm going to go for my extra. You're way overdue. I got my extra the day after she got hers. So, hooray for Cheryl. And the first time I took it at Hazel Park, I crashed and burned. It wasn't pretty, man. I got half of them wrong. The next time I went, I only had three wrong. And in fact, the test that I took online, the practice test, was the exact same test I took at the test site. And the test I took at home, I got seven wrong, still passed. But at the test I took at the site, I got three wrong. Whatever. I was way overdue for the extra, apparently. And I enjoy it now, you know. I had to laugh. I teased the volunteer examiners. I said, well, now I can use all those extra privileges on the 33-centimeter band. And all three of the VEs had no clue as to what I was talking about. And I went, the 900 band. They go, we don't have anything in the 900 band. I went, oh, yes, we do, because if we haven't got anything to do in the 900 band, I've been breaking the law for several years. I even have a 900 repeater. But, yeah, we do have frequencies to play with, 902 to 928 FM and P25. There's some P25 there, but nothing else. And there's CW in the 902-100. But I haven't played there either because I don't have the gear for it. I'd have to build a gear. But I understand it's real cheap to do. But it's very limited as far as unless you got a Yagi antenna. And I got a 13-element Yagi here. I could probably do it if I knew who else was on Hi-Hi. But some of the guys I remember that were on there were guys that were on the Smart, like WAHD had a transmitter there, and another guy who's passed away a long time ago, NE8I, he had some gear that worked up there too.